T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
All right, you probably have all done this, but that's okay. It's all right. Now you got to judge if it's a jerk thing to do or not. When you immediately delete an email from corporate or from your boss before even reading it.
Mm.
Are you all of a sudden now a jerk employee?
Why do you ask? Why do you mention this?
Well, because you said something. You asked me a question this morning, and I'm like, well, did you read the email? Because the answer to your question, Scott, was in the email we got from corporate. And you said you deleted it before you even opened it.
That doesn't usually involve us.
Well, see, now, if you had asked the boss the question and not me, now you would really look like a jerk, because now you're wasting your boss's time by asking a question that was perfectly spelled out in an email.
But I didn't know what the email was about, so...
Well, that's why you just open it.
So to blow up an email and not read it from your work, right?
Yeah. And it's a perfect case, because I know we have all done it.
Oh, yeah.
So now we just have to make the decision. Does it make us a jerk employee or not?
Then I'll rise then for this court case 0804 in the Judgment Zone. 222 Buzz, be a jerk. Call us up. Jerk or Justified. I know how you feel about it because you read the email.
I typically delete all our boss's emails. I really do. And my husband, Danger, who is a boss, he runs PXY, and he's on ESPN, the sports bar. He yells at me for it all the time, because I'll ask him questions. I feel like he's my Cliff Notes, right? If I ever have a question at work, I'm just going to ask him.
And he's knows.
Like, well, did you? He knows all the answers.
Yeah. So why?
So
read
I feel like that. Yeah. So he's always like, "Well, did you read the email? You know how frustrating that is as a boss when you write an email, you take the time, and then you're employees delete it and then ask you the question that you just wrote out in an email. But I do it, but I'm still going to have to say it's jerk, because I know it is. I know I'm being a jerk deleting it.
Yeah.
It's rude.
Whatever happened to communication other than this typed, nobody talks, we just type to each other.
You want people to call you? You want the boss, the corporate boss, to call every single employee?
Whatever. If it concerns me, I'll be, hopefully that they'll just let us know quick. Like hey, don't forget.
See, you want the shortcut too.
I want the shortcut. I say it's justified. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Is it really that big of a deal that you, I mean, really?
Well, is anything really a big of a deal when we put in the Judgment Zone? No, it's all trivial nonsense.
That's
but
right.
It happens.
But it happens to everybody. So 222 Buzz, what do you think? Is it jerk or justified? I say it's justified.
Okay. You're saying I'm going to mark you down for justified.
Yeah.
I'll put myself down for jerk. Okay. And now you guys have to decide the verdict in this case.
Is it? What is it? Is it jerk or justified to blow up the boss's email? Whether it's big boss, little boss, anybody who's above you that's supposed to be telling you something. 222-2899. Call us up now on the Buzz.
The Judgment Zone.
This might be a hard case to try to take to trial, because a lot of you are probably scared that your boss is listening, because you got to admit something that you do that you don't want the boss to know that you do.
Sandy, I know you're in your studio at your house, but here on the telephones, I've had four people call and say they don't want to go on the air.
This is going to be a tough one. Listen, we won't ask your name. We won't ask you where you work. You just admit it quick, jerk or justified, okay?
Even if you want to say justified or jerk, yeah, you just whisper it or something.
Whisper it, whatever you got to do to submit your vote.
Four people's like, I don't want to be on the air, but hell yeah, I delete them all the time.
Okay, so here's what's in the judgment zone. You have to decide if this is a jerk move or not. So to delete immediately any email that comes in from corporate or your boss without even reading it. I mean, you don't even attempt to open it or even skim through it. You just automatically just see your boss's name and you hit delete. Okay, so now you do it, fine. But does it make you a jerk, or is it justified?
Friendly jerk. I still think it's justified. You'll hear about it eventually, if it's that important, right? You know, next thing you know, you're like, hey, you're coming to the party on Friday?
See? Yeah.
And you're like, what party? Did you get the email?
And then you look like a fool.
No, you're like, oh, I must have missed that. Okay, what time? Noon. Okay, fine.
No, Dad, don't. I must have missed it. You know the boss knows that's code for I deleted it, and no. I delete all your crap that you send me. How would you feel that? Let's turn the tables. Mm-hmm. I am the biggest offender of this, by the way.
Hell,
but
you are.
I am going to say it's a jerk, and I know I'm a jerk when I do it, because everyone's time is precious. So if you're reasoning for blowing up an email before you read it is you don't have time. Well, do you think your boss has time to even sit down and write it? They are way more busy than you are. So that's not a very valid excuse, but how would it make you feel, Scott, when you take the time to write an email, you explain whatever it is that person needs to know, and then they come to you the next day and said they deleted it?
Yeah, well, whatever. I did my job.
I did. Oh my gosh, wait a minute. Is that why the boss emails us so much? Just to check it off his list.
I'm sure he did my job. He sends it to all of the management, so they see it. So he did his job.
Oh, so it's like a CYA?
Yeah.
I can't help it. My employees are dumb. They don't read my emails.
The only time I'll open one or read it, if it says action required, that means I got to do something. Instead of like, you know, whatever vague heading. I'm like, this has nothing to do with that. You know, that kind of thing.
There's a lot of, you know, it's there's justified. A lot of good stuff in these emails.
Is there?
Yeah.
Like the one that came yesterday that you read and I didn't? I blew up.
Does it tells does it you affect, when we're going back to work.
Does it affect me?
It does, actually, directly.
Does it?
It says when I get to go back into the studio with you.
Yeah?
I'm not going to tell you.
Doesn't affect me. It beats your crappy internet Skype connection that I have to deal with every day. I can't wait for you to come back in here. I need human interaction.
Look at Andrea says, I mean, do you want your job or... She's got a valid point on Facebook.
What, do you want to keep your job, you mean?
Yeah, that's what she says.
Okay, so that would be...
I took her comment, I mean, do you want to keep your job, as a, this is a jerk move.
Okay. Hi, the boss, Jerk and Justify. What do you think?
Oh, it's definitely a jerk move. Like, what if it's a job that you're supposed to do? I don't really even understand who would entertain the thought of deleting an email from your boss. Uh-huh. Like, why would you even think to do such a thing? That's just like, that's like professional suicide.
Are you a boss?
No.
Oh. You're just a good person, that's all.
Scott is not a very good employee.
That's like professional suicide. I think you're crazy if you even think about deleting one.
All right, so you say jerk too.
Jerk.
I love you. You're the best. Thank you.
Okay, so you say jerk. I said jerk. Yeah. There are a handful of people who called who did not want to go on the air. And then we'll finalize this with Chrissy Neuberger on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Her comment, total jerk, but I do it.
You're a jerk.
That's the verdict. It's jerk.
You're a jerk.
The case, the testimony, the verdict is...
Your Jerk or Justified Verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters, 20 years together in 2020, celebrating. You know, what was it, last week, week before? You threw out the describe Scott in one word.
First word that comes to your mind with no filter.
First word. And I think it's your turn. Now it's time to first word, two buzz, that comes to your mind when you think of Sandy Waters, 20
Honestly,
years.
I don't know if I can handle this. I throw it on you, but I don't know if I can handle what
Oh, yeah, you can
say.
You can dish it out, but you can't take
it. I totally
it.
Can, yeah. Especially that one guy. Oh, God, what was his name? He's like, first word that comes to my mind when I think of Scott Spaziano.
What?
Oh, that guy. Oh, God. That totally made my day. And it just made my day again thinking of it. Anyhow.
Put it up on Facebook. People have been responding. I want to actually see what you think. Call us 222-2899. First word, unfiltered, out of your mouth.
Crazy Italian, I'm sure.
Do you want mine or you want me to wait? You want to wait for mine?
I don't know. This whole thing is making me uncomfortable.
See how you made me feel?
Yeah, I know, but...
You kind of feel like, yeah, tell me. I want to know. I don't.
Don't you know the roles that we play here? You are the one. You are like kind of the, I don't want to say punching bag, but punching bag. You were the one that we just point and laugh. You love it.
You
please.
Are the one that punches me. A lot of Italian, that's a good one. Yeah. Pretty. Someone said pretty.
My mother? Who said that?
No, it wasn't your mother.
Okay, let's move on.
222-2899. Describe Sandy. First word comes to mind.
Funny.
I am telling my family. No, I don't even care if you're lying to me right now. I'm going to tell my family that because they say I'm the not funny sister.
Oh, no. You make me laugh every day.
Debbie, Laura, do you hear that?
You do. You make me laugh every day. You know, I always go home with a smile on my face.
Oh, that's great. Thank
so
you.
Sweet.
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Okay, take it easy. So
you guys have a great day.
You too.
It's 98.9 The Buzz. Sandy did it to me a while ago. Now we're doing a tour today. Describe Sandy Waters. One word. You see, we've been together for 20 years. We're celebrating 20 years in 2020. So we're taking your calls at 222-BUZZ. Describe Sandy in the first word that comes out of your mouth. Hi, The Buzz.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, man. Tell us. First word comes off the top of your head when you think about Sandy Waters.
Can I tell you something? This is going to go for both of you.
Oh?
Transcending. And I'll tell you why. You guys have been on the radio since you're my age. And you seem to relate to people that are my kids' age and my age. I tell you what, you guys are fantastic.
Oh,
you really are.
Thanks, man. It was nice of you.
I was a little worried there, I'll admit, in the beginning when you're like, listen, let me tell you something. But that is the sweetest thing. Thank you.
It's not only sweet, it's true. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing for as long as you have.
Oh, man, we weren't fishing for compliments, but that is very nice. I was hoping that would go the other way.
Scott always fishes for compliments, but...
We can go the other way if you like.
No, let's not. Oh,
I gotta take another call.
All right.
Okay, love you. Thanks, man. That's nice. Hi, The Buzz. Morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Describe Sandy. First word that comes off your tongue.
A Gigi.
What's that?
A what?
A good girl. A good girl.
Ah, good girl.
She's a Gigi. She's on the straight and narrow. You know, she's not that kid that, you know, when she was growing up and as an adult can stray the other way and do naughty things. She has to be a good girl.
Yeah, that annoying kid. I know what you're saying. I know what you're getting at.
Not annoying.
That girl. Oh, that
the
girl.
Little goody goody.
Oh, that
Sorry,
girl.
It annoyed my sisters, but you know what? I'm the favorite.
Well, see, there you go.
How do you know you're the favorite?
I don't know. I feel like my parents won't admit it, but I feel like it's true.
You have middle child syndrome. That's your
problem. I totally do.
Thank you. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Describe Sandy. First word comes out of your mouth.
Sincere.
Ah. Oh. Really?
And I say that because she is sincere about her objection or obligatory response for justified or jerk. And I also say that because, Scott, when she talks about you, she's usually very sincere when she's telling you her opinion.
Honesty is the best policy, even if it hurts.
It most definitely is. And she is most sincerely crazy to still be working with you for 20 years and enjoying every minute of it.
Thank you.
That's
Thank you. You know what? There have been a lot of people who said that I deserve a medal, and all of you people are right. No.
Hey, a medal? No. No, a tiara.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
I
know
love
what?
It.
She's won Employee of the Month awards so many times, and I know it's the it's a no. It's because of the she has to put up with me, not because she's you know
we can't
she does
pay
always...
you, so we'll just throw a certificate away.
Well, that works, right?
I love it. Hey, thanks.
Thanks for the call. For listening.
Thank you for listening all these years. That means the world to us.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely, I love you too. You two are the greatest thing in the morning.
You keep us employed. Thank you.
I keep you on radio.com at work on my radio, and my boss walks by and goes, hey, that's my song right there.
Yeah.
Aww.
And tell him we don't repeat his song all day long, too. So there you go.
Oh, I've told him. He knows.
Who's this? What's your first name?
My first name is Heather.
Heather, we love you.
And Scott, I met you a couple of years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right around New Year's Eve.
Uh-oh, did he try to hit on you?
No, a group from one of your neighbors came down the street, and we sang for you on New Year's Eve.
Oh, my God. I remember
for
that.
For you and your wife.
I do remember that. It was awesome.
And that was a riot. We had such a great time, and I have listened to you ever since then.
Oh, thank
on the
radio. You. How nice of you. That's so cool. You guys are drunk. It was awesome.
I wasn't. I was the BB.
You were the Gigi. You were the good girl,
yeah, that's
like
right.
Sandy,
I was
right?
Just gonna say
yeah.
That.
Yeah, right. Okay, no. You guys. Thanks, Heather. You're the best. We love you.
Absolutely. Love you guys.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.